We're now here to our final locker room chat here on 92.1 KMZA with Nemaha Central. Starting off here with our girls head coach, Haddon Hiltgen. This locker room chat is provided by Life Care Center of Seneca and Hogseed. It's been a pair of games. The last time we spoke, coach, you finished out playing the Big East, a loss to Riley County, and an overtime loss also to Olympia, a non-league contest earlier this week on Tuesday. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Versus Riley County, we were not very good for the entire game on offense. We could never get in a rhythm offensively, and couldn't get a shot to go. Give some credit to Riley County because they were really good defensively, caused us to really turn the ball over. We didn't value the ball. We had a lot of unforced turnovers, and you can't have that against good teams. Defensively, I thought we played really well versus Riley. We forced them into 18 turnovers, but we just couldn't capitalize on them offensively. And then we had to gamble, in the second half. We got down double digits and tried to gamble, and they made us pay by doing that. But overall, defensively, I was really proud of our effort. We never quit, but offensively, we just couldn't get out of our own way and couldn't get a ball to go. Versus Olpe, we controlled the entire game except really the last, 4 minutes. We outplayed them, and that was just a tough one to lose, on the road. We played really well, and we got outscored by 15 points from the free throw line, and really that's the story of the game when we shot one free throw in regulation and they shot 16. So that was kind of the difference in the game.
Well, coach, upcoming, you finish out the season with here on Friday, Concordia at home, your final home game of the year, and then next Monday gets to Betha, but that game won't go towards anything league or sub-state, as sub-state alignments here coming out on Saturday. So, but regardless, here trying to finish out strong before you head into the postseason, what are some keys for these upcoming matchups?
Yeah, we just got to continue to build on what we did versus Olpe. We were really efficient with the ball on offense. We valued the basketball. We only had 8 turnovers against a really good Olpe team, so that was a positive. We knocked down shots. We moved out the ball. So we played really good basketball. We just didn't finish the game. So that's something we got to do going forward. And that starts, Friday versus Concordia. They're a really good team. They play in a tough league, and they have some really good guards and a really nice post player that we're going to have to be able to defend. So another opportunity to just play a great opponent and to get better. And that's what we want to do this year, is continue to get a little bit better as we get into postseason play.
We talk about getting better here, keying on to your seniors. Again, the season here coming closely down to the end, just a couple more weeks. But, Coach, what kind of improvements have you seen here from the senior class this year, and what kind of steps have they taken week in and week out?
We only got 2 seniors, but they do a great job of leading us, all right, whether in practice, during the game, the locker room, outside the locker room. They're stand-up girls. They do a great job, and we've had a really young crew this year that they've had to help pull along. And those other girls, they're growing. We had 3 sophomores really play really well versus Olpe. So we want to continue to build on that and just continue to play great team basketball here Friday versus Concordia and on into postseason play.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for Week 10 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Haddon Hiltgen with the Nemaha Central girls. Again, Nemaha Central finishing out their season with Concordia on Friday at home, and then next Monday against the Betha, and Saturday we'll get the Class 3A sub-state brackets officially out, and we'll talk postseason next Wednesday on our Locker Room Chats.